Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ian McNulty joins us now, Mrs. McNulty's son, who covers food and dining culture for the Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate. How are you, Ian?
Doing great, Tommy. Glad to be back with you.
Could be a different Sunday with the Saints playing at 8:30 in the morning. I was just wondering if any restaurants are reacting to this. Are they gonna have any early hours, brunch parties, anything like that?
Oh, come on. I mean, the Saints schedule is sort of like the papal calendar that moves Mardi Gras around, you know?
Really? Whatever, I didn't realize that. Yeah.
Whatever kickoff time the Saints decide, the rest of New Orleans sort of aligns itself to that. I mean, let's face it. Like, we all know the standard, the noon game, and now Sunday plays out around that. Well, then if it's a late afternoon game, well, everything changes because everyone's got the morning free. If it's a night game, all bets are off. And God forbid, you know, it's a Monday or Thursday game, one of those deals. An 8:30 kickoff is very different, but we've seen this happen a few other times as the Saints have played in London before. Mm-hmm. And yes, you're absolutely right. A lot of places are opening early. Of course, bars that show the game, I would expect practically all of them to be opening early for the game. And what I've been finding is quite a few are rolling out some interesting food specials because it's breakfast time. And, you know, unlike the noon game, they know people are coming in, not just ready to eat, but probably needing to eat, considering that they're also going to be hitting the bar at 8:30 in the morning. And, you know, it's just you don't have that couple hours of tailgating and prep and snacking and munching before the kickoff. So food is going to be an important part of fans' game day preparation on Sunday, I predict. So what I found, Tommy, is most places that are showing the game, that are opening early for the game, it tends to be 8 o'clock. So not a huge buffer there. You know, the kickoff is 8:30. They're opening at 8 o'clock. Couple exceptions. I saw Ernst Cafe downtown. They're opening at 7, so that's quite a bit earlier. And they're rolling out some Red Bull drink specials to rev people up. But I found some interesting food specials around town, too. Do you want to hear about a few of those?
Absolutely.
All right. So Rusty Nail, this is a bar down in the Warehouse District. It's on Constance Street, but what you really need to know is that it's next to the Cotton Mill condo building there, mm-hmm. or apartment building, rather. They're opening at 8, like most of the places, and they're advertising a free English breakfast. You know, you have to buy a drink, of course, mm-hmm. with that. Probably recommend a Bloody Mary to go along with your English breakfast.
Well, wait, I wanted to ask you that. If I'm going to give you a choice of Bloody Mary, mimosa, or Irish coffee, which one are you going with? You got to pick one. Well, hell, have each one of each. Why do you have to limit yourself?
Well, I'm starting with Irish coffee for the caffeine, of course. You got to perk up. And then I'm having the Bloody Mary because vitamins and minerals are very important to a balanced diet. And, you know, as we all know from Carnival, you can sustain a high level of bodily function on the nutrients from a Bloody Mary alone.
Sure, it's like soup.
Yeah, well, think about all those pickled garnishes.
Yeah.
You know, most of the greens that people get.
It's like
get
a healthy salad that you're eating.
Right. And then mimosas to hopefully toast the Saints' progress and win.
So what is this English breakfast? What do you get, like an English muffin and a toaster? What are you getting?
No. English breakfast. I don't exactly know what Rusty Nail is serving with their English breakfast, but if it adheres to the classic, an English breakfast is basically this glorious mess of Well, bacon to start things off, and eggs, but also beans. There's usually tomatoes, mushrooms, some toast on the side, eggs. I mean, one of the keys to a traditional English breakfast, which is very similar to an Irish breakfast, is black pudding, which is that blood sausage. Mm-hmm. I would not expect a bar giving away a free English breakfast to have sourced up a whole lot of black pudding, but remains to be seen. But I would expect to roll in and see a lot of bacon, eggs, tomatoes, beans at minimum, that kind of thing. So you put all that together on a plate, and like any good breakfast platter, you know, this is not a divider plate. All this stuff gets kind of swirled together, and you can basically like fold the plate in half usually and like sluice it down your throat, followed swiftly by that Irish coffee or Bloody Mary.
The beans, when I was in Ireland, threw me. I don't know what where'd that come from. Like it's like pork and beans is what it is, right?
Yeah, no, I think it's just that that working man's thing, you know? Like this is not an elegant, you know, pinky hanging off the teacup mm-hmm. kind of a breakfast. This is get up and go. You had a few pints the night before. You got to go back in back to work in the fields or work in the factory. Here's all the protein-packed breakfast that's going to get you through to lunch.
Jordan Manning, Master Control of Day, tells me in my ear, and he's right, I know it's cheap protein, Jordan, but I'm just saying, I don't want to be indelicate here, but I wouldn't like to be, I don't want the guy in a cubicle next to me. You understand what I'm saying? Having had an English breakfast, because it affects people differently, and I just, it didn't seem to be a breakfast food for me, but apparently it works, and that's what people eat.
Tommy, though, consider the tradition in which this was conceived. They were not thinking about cubicles. They were thinking about men working out in the open air.
There you go. That's right.
Different calculation. Well, let me give you a couple more.
Go ahead.
Because there's some interesting stuff out there. Parlays mm-hmm. in Lakeview. They're opening at 8 o'clock. They're going to have some specials on Bloody Marys and mimosas, I hear, and a breakfast buffet. So I'm not sure. You know, I don't know what exactly is going to go in that, but I would imagine minimum eggs, bacon, some sort of bread product.
Boy, there's something about that big tray of bacon, huh, Ian? When you're at a breakfast buffet, when you see that big tray of bacon, it makes me weep sometimes. It's so beautiful.
No, yes, indeed. I mean, you can take as much as you want. Are you
yes,
kidding me?
Right.
But you have to be considerate of the person staring daggers in your back behind you, of course. You don't want to take your last slice. But, buffet etiquette. Over by Liuz's by the track, love this place. This is the Liuz's that's over there, of course, by the track, by the fairgrounds, just off of Esplanade. Classic New Orleans tavern. They're opening early for the game, of course. And they're doing a little collaboration with Flower Moon Bagels, which is a fantastic, just in my opinion, first rate anywhere in the country where you'd find a bagel shop. This is the epitome of what you'd hope to find. And now we have this here in New Orleans. Flower Moon Bagels is going to be supplying bagels over there to make breakfast sandwiches for the game. So that's fun. And people love breakfast. People love breakfast buffets, breakfast plates. But what I find is people really love breakfast sandwiches, breakfast tacos, breakfast burritos. So they're going to have these Flower Moon Bagel breakfast sandwiches there at Liuz's by the track. That's fun. Breakfast tacos. I hear there's a breakfast taco pop-up happening at Finnegan's Easy. That's a little bar on St. Peter Street in the French Quarter. It's like basically across the street from Preservation Hall. One of those bars that's like, you know, innumerable bars in the French Quarter. And this one actually does have a pretty cool like local following there. So if you're down like, you know, getting an early start in the French Quarter, that could be one to check out. And Finn McCool's, an 8 a.m. start is nothing unusual for Finn McCool's. That's actually kind of late because on the weekends, this is the Irish pub in Mid-City. They show all the overseas games anyway. Like if there's a Premier League football match, a soccer match happening overseas, they're showing it, you know, no matter what time it is. If there's a good rugby match on, they're showing it, no matter if that means it's 6 in the morning or 4 in the morning or whatever, because of the time change. They're very committed to that. So nothing unusual at all for that crew to be opening up at 8 o'clock for the Saints game on Sunday. And what I hear they're doing over there is breakfast burritos. So, like I said, you like breakfast plates, you like breakfast in general, you probably love all of that wrapped up into a tortilla.
You know, Jeff Nowak, our sports reporter, brought up a good point. He didn't know with the LSU game whether to just stay up or not. It was even worth the time to go to bed. So I would think maybe some establishments will just kind of keep the party going.
That's some possibility. I mean, knowing New Orleans, right? It's that Lundi Gras and the Mardi Gras spirit. who knows? In which case, I am really happy that bars will be serving some food because, look, you know, in Ian's wilder years, I probably pulled a few shifts like that. But you absolutely have to eat. You have to have some meals piled in between those things. So just remember, folks, eat first. Okay, the drinks are going to be there. Eat first.
I had the strangest experience Sunday. Somebody invited me to breakfast, brunch, or a buffet, and they couldn't make it. So they said, "What's paid for? Go ahead." And I was the only person there. I was the first one there. I guess people came in after me, but I'd never been to a buffet where all of the stuff was untouched. And I was the first guy to go digging in it. Nobody else was in the place, and they were standing around like I was Smedley J. Millionaire. Have you ever had that experience? Has that ever happened to you?
Yeah, but usually someone shakes me and I wake up from that dream.
That's the truth. It was just weird. And the food was great. And what made me think of that is the tray of bacon, because I could have had like 10 pounds of bacon if I wanted. We'll take a break.
Yeah, you know, I'm not the biggest buffet guy, I have to admit, but there is something about that breakfast buffet, right? I mean, breakfast food, it can do really well in a buffet tray. And if, you know, especially if you really need to put it away, like, oh, you know, before a 8:30 a.m. Saints game, there's something really appealing to be able to take whatever you want and go back. And that's fun.
Well, this was untouched. Nobody touched.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is just me. I was the first one. Now, that kind of buffet, I don't mind. Where nobody else is digging in it but me, I get that first ladle of bread pudding. I'm all for it. Taking a break. Coming back with Ian McNulty, 504-260-1870. We'll talk about Fried Chicken Fest. And whatever questions or comments you have at 504-260-1870 about eating or drinking in New Orleans, as we do here on Friday mornings with Ian McNulty, we get you ready for the weekend. And we'll be right back on WWL. 9:27 Friday morning, September 30th, not just last day of the week, last day of the month. Ian McNulty is with us, who writes about eating and drinking for the NOLA New Orleans Advocate and NOLA.com. I got that right. I butcher it every week, but I think that's close enough. Just Google Ian McNulty. He's all over. Somebody texted in, Ian. We're talking about places to eat and drink before the Saints game, an early kickoff, 8:30. Somebody texted in, any places opening up earlier on the West Bank where I could take my 14-year-old? I don't know if any of these chain, bone, what do you call them, ring places are opening or not. You know, what made me say that, Ian, what made me say that is a boneless wing is not a wing. It's a chicken nugget. Am I wrong in that or not?
Yeah, there's something about chicken biology that has changed as these boneless places have come up. I mean, I'm thinking of the Far Side cartoon from back in the day of the boneless chicken farm where all
right.
flopped on the ground. One thing I'll throw out there, I don't know if this is going to exactly hit it for your listener, but yes, most of the places we just talked about are bars that are, you know, just their bars, and they're open early for this kickoff. There's not a ton of restaurants that I've heard of necessarily, but one is Walk-On's, and they do not have a West Bank location, but Walk-On's in New Orleans, Metairie, Covington, Slidell, Hammond, a couple more around Baton Rouge. They're going to be open early for the game. I know that for sure, with like a special brunch menu. So there is that.
I'm going to take a poll here at 504-260-1870. Text me. Are you going sweet or savory for breakfast? Are you going with the donuts and the donuts and the cinnamon rolls and all that kind of stuff from a bakery? Or are you going more savory with the bacon and all the other things. Speaking of savory, the Fried Chicken Fest is this weekend. I don't know that I've ever met anybody that didn't like fried chicken. Did you? Have you?
And that's exactly the point, Tommy. That is what's made this this festival special. You know, like if you look at the calendar of festivals around Louisiana, it seems like no dish or food group has gone unfestivalized. Apparently, fried chicken had not gotten this treatment until local entrepreneur Cleveland Spears with his Spears Consulting Group came up with the idea, produced it, pulled it off. And it's genius. And what I love about it is this festival really does unite all the different tribes of fried chicken lovers. There's so many different ways to do that. So you say fried chicken, and some people are thinking, you know, a three-piece box. Some people are thinking chicken wings. Some people are thinking a big, fat fried chicken sandwich. All that's there. And it turns out that the appeal of fried chicken, not surprisingly, runs across many different cultures. And this is a very diverse assemblage of food vendors out there from different ethnic backgrounds, from different sizes of restaurants and food trucks and caterers, a lot of names that you just don't see at your typical New Orleans food festival, partially because it's fried chicken and everybody can kind of access it. And so, you know, the list of vendors out there, you're going to have New Orleans wing joints. There's a Honduran restaurant doing a very traditional Honduran fried chicken dish. There's a Vietnamese restaurant out in Metairie, M Chai Sandwich Company, that's doing a Vietnamese style fried chicken wrap.
Well, wait, let me pause you for a couple of seconds there. What is Honduran fried chicken?
Oh, this is a wonderful thing. This is a very traditional dish. It goes by a couple names. The one I've seen most commonly around here anyway is pollo con tejadas. And tejadas are the fried plantain strips. Mm-hmm. Like they're crisp like chips. There's a lot of them, a lot of plantains. And then somewhere in the middle of this dish will be hunks of fried chicken on the bone. And then they'll be covered with this creamy, mellow sauce. And this is a dish, we talked about the English breakfast. This is a dish that if you have this for lunch, I mean, you might want to just go to bed afterwards. You know, it's big, it's hearty. They're doing a festival version of it out there, Fried Chicken Festival, Alma is. But this is comfort food incarnate for Honduran cooking. And it's just another great example of how that idea of fried chicken as comfort food translates through a lot of different communities. And it's actually a very uniting thread for us all.
Mm-hmm. And what were some of the other kinds you said? Vietnamese, what is that? How do they prepare that?
They're doing M Chai Sandwich Company. It's a great place out of Vets. You know, they have the soups and the noodle bowls and the banh mi sandwiches and stuff. But they also do these things, roti, which is it's like a flatbread, crispy, kind of buttery flatbread. And what they're doing at the Fried Chicken Festival is taking some fried chicken, putting it on that flatbread, dressing it up with, you know, pickled carrots and radish and hot sauce and just giving it the Vietnamese flair all around it.
What are some of the other varieties that we can find?
Well, straight up wings. Like Wee Dat's has been a place that's been out there for a while. Wee Dat's has a couple different locations. That's a good one. I know a couple food trucks that are really well known for their fried chicken sandwiches. That's been sort of an obsession for people lately, right? Is the fried chicken sandwich, especially the spicy kind. Southerns will be out there. Southerns has they can take you from very mild to Vision Quest-like journey of spice, depending on how you order your fried chicken sandwich. I mean, they can really, for people who like their fried chicken sandwich is aggressive, they can do that for you. Another one kind of cut from the same cloth is Bona Fried, really, really good fried chicken sandwich truck. But, you know, here's the range. I mean, Gus's world famous fried chicken, this is a southern regional brand, has many locations, including one here in downtown New Orleans. And then Herd Dat Kitchen, which is this wonderful hole in the wall in Central City a block off of Martin Luther King Boulevard that is beloved and a destination for people who know about it. And Chef Jeff does like these great, very creative, well-composed dishes there, and he's bringing one of his signatures to Fried Chicken Festival. That's the Bourbon Street Love Fried Chicken. They picture a big piece of fried chicken over mac and cheese with like a crawfish cream sauce. Really tasty.
Let me get to the customers here. Covington Beer Garden and Bootleggers. Does Ian know anything about this place?
That is coming along, I believe. I don't believe it's opened yet, but it's it's going to be a beer garden situation in downtown Covington. It's near the trailhead in downtown Covington, and I've not visited there yet, so it remains to be seen what their full deal is. But that should be a nice addition to downtown Covington, that's for sure, because that's an area that is sort of coming alive a little bit more with more hospitality stuff downtown.
You know, and they added best burger ever in their life, but really, is there that much of a difference? How much can you do with a burger to make one that much better than the other?
Well, I find that the set and the setting for your burger experience goes a long way. Okay. How hungry are you by the time you dig into that burger? How long has it been since your last burger? What are your true feelings about burgers? I mean, all these things affect your relationship with said burger. Yeah, best burger of your life, that's, to me, that's always going to be the elusive goal. But, think about it. I mean, there is a big difference between, the slapped together burger and the one that somebody has, like, hand-formed, is coarsely ground, is, just simply seasoned, cooked right in front of you, put on a bun, just gushing juice when you bite in, like that's going to be a memorable burger, Tommy.
All right. It's memorable just thinking about it. Somebody texted in about the Pelican Club on Bienville. They didn't have a very great experience there. Do you know what's going on? Basically what they're saying is that they remembered it as being a lot nicer than it is. The words they use being, I remember it being a classy joint, but it is far from that now.
Well, I've been to the Pelican Club fairly recently, a little earlier in the year, and I found it pretty much lived up to my memories. I mean, it is a place that's been around for quite some time. And, part of the appeal to me, frankly, I wrote a column about this not so long ago, sometime earlier this year. It was like one of those colder, wintry months I can remember because I dug into the rack of lamb that they serve there. Mm-hmm. Is just the continuity of it. Like I think perhaps if you're looking for an ultra modern restaurant or very contemporary kind of thing, it may seem like it's stuck in the past. But to me, that was sort of the appeal, is that it was pretty much the restaurant that I remembered in many details back from the late '90s, the first time I went. And has maintained that. I mean, much of the menu is the same. The setting is the same. Sometimes we change more than our restaurants change. That's one way I might explain that.
Well, I think what you said about hamburgers is very spot on, too, with the context. It's all about what's going on at the time around you. Somebody texted the name of the place of the burger that you were describing. Were you talking about a specific place, or were you just saying in general?
That was sort of my platonic burger, but, just picture the burger you get like right off the grill there at Beach Corner on Canal Street. I love this place. This is just your classic kind of bar and grill. It's out there by the cemeteries, which is a good reminder that if you eat burgers too much, you're going to end up in the cemetery a little too early. So, it's nice to be able to have some drinks and a big burger and then, like, walk outside and look at a bunch of tombstones. It's a good balance for your perspective.
Any final thoughts, Ian McNulty?
We talked a lot about eating before the Saints game, but this is also the rare Sunday for Saints fans where you're going to be wrapped up before noon, right? It's going to be probably the game probably last 11:30 or so. And it's a great time to go out. It's a great time to go out for brunch right after the game. Everyone's going to be in their black and gold still, hopefully very upbeat because we will win this game. And it's a great time to go out for brunch. There's a lot of great brunch places out there. I'm sure it'll be a really busy Sunday out and about in New Orleans with everybody having been up and preparing themselves from an early hour. So it should be a fun Sunday in New Orleans. Get on out there.
Thank you, Ian. Appreciate it as always. Absolutely. Have a great weekend. Go Saints. You can follow Ian at Ian McNulty. It is 9:40. We'll talk to JR, get you some weekend winners in a couple of minutes. Right now, though, it's time for traffic on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.